Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, you standing right there looking so amazing. Oh, so I thought I'd say something. Forgot to ask your name. Girl, you standing right there looking so amazing. Oh, I thought I'd say something.
I gotta say something. I don't know where she came from, but I know she a stallion. Fuck it, I'm about to go say something.
Say something.
I'm about to go say something.
Excuse me.
What is your name? When your birthday? What is your sign? So is mine.
So why you want me? Whoa, baby, slow down. Hey, baby, I ain't gonna play. I'm attracted to the curves on your waist.
When you with me, you can feel safe. Your hair and nails and your bills paid.
I'm not gonna leave you the wrong way. I'm not gonna feed you the wrong place. Show you manners like my mama say. You might meet my mama just one day. Tuxedo won't feng shui. Smoke a blunt in peace, gun dip. To lean on her from the runway. One of one, only one man.
Girl, you standing right there looking so amazing. Oh, I thought I'd say something.
Talking topics, tell me how you want them.
Yeah.
Elevating minds like it's high learning.
Yeah.
Talking real talk, how you soul burning.
Mm-hmm.
Or how you real pressed to be motivated.
Yeah.
Give you a little knowledge like we speaking conscious.
Mm.
Whole team strong like you seeing monsters. Meet me at the round table where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk, round table, where we at?
You are not laughing. Real talk,
Real Talk Round Table. What's happening? What's up?
What's good?
What's going on?
Good standing.
He this right regular on. Ass bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trill.
On the holiday. Okay,
yeah.
Happy Memorial
holiday.
Day to everyone.
Well, shit, look. Tweeted. Now, I must say now, you know what I'm saying? Yo, bathing suit pictures, you know what I'm saying, are off the Richter scale.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, damn, Tweety B going in for Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, damn.
Oh.
It's my sister's birthday today, and it's also my kid's birthday. Yeah, we turned up for her last night, and we went to the beach. So we wasn't really decided on what we were going to do, but we decided at the last minute to go to the beach. So I had that little bathing suit, honey. I had two different tops to it. I had a bikini top and a regular top.
Right.
So I yeah.
Right.
So it was on and popping.
You were looking... You was looking kind of hot there. You was looking kind of hot. I want to let you know you was looking kind of hot. Shit. Got my blood pressure boiling, and I ain't go nowhere for Memorial Day. Shit, I wasn't about to get out there and eat.
Hot mess right there. Oh, okay, you guys. I want to say this. We're going to get into a topic today that I've been seeing a lot on social media. Against our own community, and I'm just wondering if you guys may have some kind of idea of what the problem is. I've been seeing a whole lot of men and women bashing one another on social media, and it's becoming a thing, like a serious thing, and it's to the point to where I feel like if you hate everything about a woman, everything she does to herself or anything that she accomplishes or try to achieve, you got something to say about everything a woman does, then you need to get a man because you don't want no woman. Because no woman people can say
that
in social media or whatever, but you say the type of person that you are. That's all we have to go on. And if every day I'm reading about how you got something to say about a woman and this and that, I ain't stunned you. You're like, you're going to completely egg yourself out for me and probably my friendship because I'm tired of reading this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I just want to ask you guys, where do you think it stems from and how can we correct this problem? So I'm going to start with DJ Sergeant Rock.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, I'm serious. Like, I don't know where to go with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like one minute you like, you know, what you like, and then the next minute you don't like what you like. You know what I'm saying? I think people's attention span is just short as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because, I mean, you got to understand, man. You know, the time we living in and all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? People give social media more props than anything. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand it, me. I'm just being honest. I don't understand the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's real.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Tonight, what you think?
Ooh, this is a hard one. You know what I'm saying? I really feel that, you know, you got certain people out here that just hate for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you on somebody's page or whatever they on, social media, you just steadily hating, I really feel like you got a problem. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't know what it stems from, but you might need to reevaluate your goddamn self because ain't nobody got time for these kind of shits out here in this world, man.
Niggas
be worried about then somebody bashing them, you know what I'm saying? And then it creates a trend of other people doing the shit and think that shit cool. That shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't
right.
know where it stems from either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
And then half the time, folks is bashing. They don't even know what they bashing about. They just bashing because the next person is bashing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real.
Right. Okay. Miss Nat? I think a lot of times, well, I think some people probably would say that, you know, our ancestors were probably taught to hate our own kind and pass that on from generation to generation, and maybe possibly that's where it comes from. But I feel like, you know, as a black female, if I'm online all day bashing black men, then obviously I don't love myself. Because, I mean, I'm black, he's black. How the hell can I be online all day bashing a black man? What I don't understand, though, is how, you know, in my experience, there's a lot of black men who will, you know, get online talking about, oh, you know, I'm sick of these hoes, y'all twerking and shit all day, showing y'all's ass, popping it open, all this type of shit. But then I see the same dude going on Instagram or whatever, liking the same video with the girl doing the same shit you just said you hated. So, you know, what is it? Do you like it or do you hate it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I don't really understand where it comes from personally, but at the same time, I really do feel like the respect that we have for each other as a people, it needs to come back because, you know, this is what they want us to do. They want us to hate each other. They sit back, they laugh. Look, they want to talk about Black Lives Matter, this, that, and the third, but look at them hating each other, tearing each other down every day, shooting each other.
Right.
That's what they want us to do. So having that type of mind frame, this needs to change because I can't stand seeing it either, Tweety. It's all day, every day.
Right, all day. It's all day. It makes no sense. It's all day long. And my thing is this. A lot on social, every kind of media, not just social media, every media, every way you turn, every way you look. And I have nothing against the gay community. Don't get me wrong. But
okay.
It's like everybody trying to push that shit. And if they could figure out a way to turn us against each other, you know, it's easier for a woman to go get a job. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine, and he was telling me, you know, it's easier for a female to go get a job very fast. And it's harder for a black male to get a job. Like, he may go to 16 interviews, and she may go to one and get a job automatically. So it gives her a sense of empowerment or being over a male, and to the point to where she feel like maybe she don't even need a male. She could just be with a female. And at the end of the day, it's just promoting more gay, like gay. Everything is gay. And I don't got nothing against gay. But damn it, I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have gay tendencies. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a gay individual. So I don't want to promote gay all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you like it and you into it, that's fine. It's your business. But when did our inside bedroom business get so outside to where everybody got to have an opinion about the shit? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what you do in your house, in your bed, that's your business. I don't care if you gay.
For real.
I don't care. You don't care if I was in a doggy style position last night. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do we care? Why do we care? So, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, Rue, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I think it's bigger than, like, social media, man. I mean, it's like it's basic shit. You know what I mean? You see it when a dude walk down the street. A female walk by, a dude speak because he thinks she look good. She don't speak. All of a sudden, she instantly a ugly bitch. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
right.
I really think it comes from, like, insecurities within an individual's own self, man. You know, it's like, I know y'all trying to stay on top of, man, as far as it being the issue in the black community, but because of the fact that we focused on that, that's all we really seeing. But it's like this is becoming like a nationwide thing. It's like it's becoming an American thing. Like there's this mentality and concept, man, being spread through social media. It's like a virus, a disease. You got people with these meme life. You got women that read these memes that say, for every dude to say, you talk too much shit, or you too loud, or you too angry, or you too this, or you too that, there's a prince. No, there's not. No, there's not. If you done had six dudes and all of them say, man, you be tripping, then maybe you need to step back and figure out if you be tripping. Because every single dude is not wrong. Same thing. If you're a dude, you got all these different women saying, bruh, you use a fuck nigga, then you need to step back, man, and reevaluate
right.
yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The reality
right.
is that we have taken these memes on to be reality, and we started embracing
mm-hmm.
them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got
yeah,
a woman
yeah.
have like you know like Tweety B say she don't got nothing against gay people. I don't got nothing against a woman who love her body. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you've been
that's
trying
right.
to lose weight for 15 years. Now all of a sudden you hear they got these big butts and you got your ass on Instagram and on Facebook with 10 bottles of baby oil on your butt and shit, man, with your ass in the air, not taking care of your kids, not doing nothing, trying to be an Instagram
right.
model. The whole thing
right.
is, man, is there are certain things being promoted through social media that is affecting the mindset of people. You know what I mean? It's like it's bashing people is cool. This whole keyboard gangster shit is like it's crazy. You can say whatever you want to say, it's no consequences. So I think it's something that's within people, like it's a personal thing. I don't think it even
uh-huh.
got nothing to do with black men bashing black women or vice versa. I think it has something to do with individuals for the first time in their life realizing, like, I can say whatever the fuck I want, man, and some people gonna like it, some people ain't, but it's like negative shit get more comments, even if it's just motherfuckers arguing with you about it. You get more comments on social media. You know, if you tell somebody my daughter got AIDS, man, you know what I'm saying? That shit will spread across the country. But if you tell somebody that your daughter graduated as a valedictorian, man, and got scholarships to every Ivy League school in the country, you won't see nobody reposting that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like negativity, man, is being embraced, man. You know, I mean, starting at the top of the country with the president. You know what I'm saying? It's like his post is negative, get more attention. They don't say nothing when he say something good, which is rare. You don't never hear about the little nice shit he say every now and then. So, I mean, I think it's like it's more than that. It's a deeper, like it's a rot, almost a virus being spread through social media. And people spend so much time on it that they done got infected and they don't even know it.
Right. That's true.
And it's the same thing with this black on black crime stuff. Yeah, it's a lot of black on black crime, but it's a lot of white on white crime. It's a lot of Hispanic on Hispanic
mm-hmm.
crime, but we don't see that.
Right.
They don't show us that. They want to make
mm-hmm.
it seem like it's just us. And it's not.
Right.
Trust and believe. There's a million white people killing each other at will for whatever reason.
Right.
People just killing each other. They just doing it,
right.
and it is what it is.
It depends on where you're at in the country
see.
And what news you watch. You know, you
well,
see
yeah.
it, like in Cali, we see the Mexicans killing each other. We see the white folks killing each other. We see everybody, like the South is kind of different, just like the Midwest
well,
it's or,
a whole lot
you know what I'm saying, or Middle America.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you at, that's what they show you. You got that one network that's going to show you, you know, you and your people doing this and that. But then they're going to have that other network that's going to promote the negativity and show you the other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They're going to show you all the violent shit. That's why when I was doing my Facebook thing, I used to, you know, unfriend people for showing the like, how you filming two 13-year-old black girls fighting, man, and posting that on social media and thinking that shit is
right.
fine. You know
right.
what I'm saying? How
right.
you sharing that shit? How
yep.
you commenting on that shit?
Trying to get
how you sitting there posting? How you posting a video, man, of your girlfriend beating up your child's mother? You know what I'm saying? How
right.
you think that's
right.
cool?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you a grown black woman and you dragging your daughter up the block, man, to go fight Becky Sue or whoever the fuck, man, it's like what you know? They need to stay.
Right.
They start doing it. They need to start taking their ass to jail. They need to start doing something with them,
yeah.
man, because this shit is crazy. It's like the self-destruction,
mm-hmm.
man. It's the internal thing. You know, I see it all
right
the time, and that's why I'm really not a social media person. I don't really do this shit because it's like people don't want to talk about nothing but negativity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really be having time for it. You know, I don't want to talk
right.
about, you know, this broad and how many baby daddies she got or who she did this. I mean, granted, that shit be funny. You know, it'd be funny, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's surface funny. It's not substance funny. If you look at the reality of it, like, it's funny if a woman's shaped or built funny and she got on some funny clothes. Like, it's surface funny. But when you look at the deepness of, like, what is it about you that made you laugh at that woman and her discomfort or her style
right.
or her confidence?
Right.
Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
if she a big girl and she want to put on that belly shirt, man, like, hey, that's her swag. She's swagging that.
Right.
You, everybody
right.
talking about, what's wrong with that fat bitch? She know better than that. Got her gut all hanging out in them stretch marks. She earned them stretch marks having kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Right. Them battle scars, man. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's just what it is, man. I mean, social media, it's negative, man. It's negative. You can get some good stuff out of it, but it's mostly negative, man. That's what it's really about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about connecting with people.
I'm finding out that everyday life is negative. Like, it's a few positive things going on.
Yeah.
Like, everything is negative.
Right.
And everything is a struggle. And everything is this and that. Every time you turn around, it's some bullshit. It's some bullshit.
Yeah.
But
for
I
real.
Just
all the time.
I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that because I have been seeing a lot of the posts on social media. And I don't want us to fight and fall out. I want us to get along and love each other, you know, as kings and queens of the earth. And cut out the bullshit, like the little shit that don't even matter, man. If the bitch wear a wig, let that bitch wear that wig. If you want to take it off, if that's your girl, take the shit off. Like, what's the problem? What is it? What is it?
Right.
What is it? So, anyway, all right, Miss Nat, you got another topic we're going to get into?
Oh, God. Yes. Well, actually, this is not really a topic, but it's just something that I saw on the internet, and I kind of wanted to see what y'all thought about it. So there's a man, this all kind of went down in Georgia, but he's accused of swindling $80,000 from a Georgia woman that he met online. And he actually just was arrested in Tennessee over this, and he's also wanted in other states for similar scams. But he connected with this woman in Georgia on Match.com, and he took the woman out on a date the same day they met. The two agreed to get married within a week of actually meeting each other. And he told the woman that he's a millionaire, and they decided to invest in a home. So this woman goes and gives him $80,000 to help with the home purchase. And as soon as she gave it to him, she never heard from him again. She reported it. Come to find out, once they actually, you know, got to him, because he was on the run for a while, and they found him in Tennessee, and they started to look into him. Come to find out, he's changed his name at least 6 times. He's scammed women in Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and New Jersey, and now Georgia with her. And now that he's in jail, I guess he'll definitely have to put a stop to it. What do y'all think about that? Sweetie,
I think, like I was saying before, it's so much evil in the world. People are grasping for just a little bit of love, just a little bit of attention. A motherfucker nowadays can tell somebody damn near anything good.
Right.
They'll go for it right now because there's so much evil going on in the world. And I feel sorry for those women that allowed themselves to be vulnerable and stupid because that's just all that is. Vulnerability and stupidity. Because there's no way in God's green earth. I don't care what you're talking about. You can marry me the next day. I'm not giving you $80,000 for no house because I don't know you like that.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
And I believe in love at first sight and all of that. But I ain't foolish.
Right.
I'm not foolish.
Okay.
So
that's true.
That was a foolish.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
For real.
I mean, but at the same time,
thing,
man, that's just a male-female thing. Look at how many women be scamming dudes, like, out of large sums of money, man, too. You know what I mean? It's like,
hey, same thing.
To me, that's like, it's ridiculous, man, because the problem is I don't think nobody understands, like, not the serial, like, cheater, but you got the serial monogamous. Like, people is scared to be by themselves. If they can pay for somebody to be with them, they'll be with them. Chicks is moving from one dude, and it's like, fuck that nigga, I hope he die. You know, if you see him, run him over in traffic, and then in the next post, the next day, they back in love in like a full-blown relationship with somebody, man. Like, people wanting to be with somebody so bad, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So bad. And then
that's true.
I'm not really mad about people getting hustled because that just show that society ain't corrupted them all the way. When you get to a point in your life, which I know a lot of people that's there, and I feel bad for them, but I can't help them, that
You don't trust nothing nobody say. Like, everything
right.
somebody say no. to you is a lie. It's bullshit. It
right.
can't be true. It's like a dude mm-hmm. tell you look nice today, your mind go to what you want. You know,
right.
What you up to? Oh, a woman say like, hey, bro, I see you. You been working out or something. Like, man, what this bitch want? What she up to? You know what I'm saying? And that's the
right.
mindset. When you get to a point in your life, man, where you don't trust nothing nobody say, it's fucked up. So, I mean, I'm the lady gonna hope she get her money back, man. You know what I mean? That'd be a great thing if she get her money back. You
never
right. If not, I mean, she got she got an $85,000 life lesson, man. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
She got an $85,000 brief life lesson. You know what I'm saying? Because
you know
that $85,000 was too quick. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no lingering on or, you know, going through the process or none of that shit. Nah, this is 85
yeah.
stacks, bro. This 85 bands. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, come on,
I mean,
man.
Her action was decisive, though.
But see,
man. She loved the dude. She was married to the dude. He was trying to get the house thing right. She moved on that, man. You know, I applaud her for her faith.
In
a
week?
Right.
In a week,
though?
Right.
In
a week.
They got
married
in a week, though.
A week.
You know what I'm saying?
A
I mean,
week,
we can't talk
you know?
Shit. How many else done fuck people in a week? You know what I'm saying? That's
that
like your whole life.
No
yeah,
it
do, because a motherfucker
right.
You could... Because you could have died. Motherfucker could have had AIDS.
No,
motherfucker could have had anything.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker could have been a serial killer.
It don't matter where you had.
You could have been anything. You know what I mean? It's like we play money on life. You know? I mean, but I wouldn't have married nobody in no week. Not just keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying?
No,
right.
Fuck
right.
No.
You know.
Okay, Snipe, what you think?
Oh, man, I think. You know, you got too many desperate people out here in this world, man. You know what I'm saying? For you to get married, know this person. You don't even know this nigga for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people run scams all day. That's on you to fall for the scam. If you fall for the scam, then people can't really feel sorry for you because how you fucking throw away 85 bands like that in a fucking week and y'all married and all this shit? You got me fucked all the way up.
Okay.
You hear me? If I throw $100 away, I'm looking where that bitch going. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's
right,
not about to get scammed out of me. You know what I'm saying? And for him to be successful at what he's doing, you got to fucking do background checks. You got to do your own fucking FBI shit on people nowadays.
Yeah, right.
Because people tell lies. You know what I'm saying? And shit. Hey, they called him in, and he was in Georgia doing this shit. So, you know, we all laugh and joke, but, you know, people scam. Y'all, we just got to understand that. People do anything for a dollar these days, anything. It don't matter what it is. And we just see a case of it right now.
Yep. All right, DJ Sugar Rock, what are your thoughts? Okay, he has dropped off. We got a caller on the line, you guys. 404 area code. I'm gonna pull him in here. Hey, you live with Real Talk Roundtable. Who we got?
Yeah, this Nas, man. What up?
Hey, what's happening? What up?
Hey, nothing. Well, I just want to comment on this, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Shoot.
This story that was good. Like first thing first, man. It's going to be more scammers in the world now just because, you know, the size of the internet, people got access to more people. So people
mm-hmm.
who only used to be able to con a few people, now they can just roll the game out and see how many people they can get. So overall, man, look, we got to do something about people getting their money back. Yes, the lady should be getting her money back. Yes, she was stupid. That don't mean she don't deserve her money back. Same thing when y'all bought all them damn Patti LaBelle pies a couple of Thanksgivings ago. Hey, just because you did a dumb purchase don't mean. But back to the story, this is the thing that stick out to me the most. Think about how all in he is on this, and now think about the times that this didn't work, where he just paid for
right,
a dinner,
true.
Got her in there,
mm-hmm.
and the
mm-hmm.
whole little wine and dine
mm-hmm.
move didn't work. And then the flip side of this is he's selling soulmate games. That's what he laying down to where you get married within a week. Yo, you my soulmate,
mm-hmm.
loving person. Like, he's going in on that there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
And you got to find
right.
you got to find a Vic that's really starry-eyed and looking to be swept off their feet. And like y'all were just talking about, that's usually the people who don't believe in any other scam. They paranoid about stuff, but for some reason, you know what I mean? You find that window where they wide open, they can get got. But, yeah, I'm amazed with this story. I'm going to be reading up on this for weeks, man. This
crazy. The whole damn audacity.
You know what I mean?
Right on.
Yeah, get that lady her money back, man. We can't be out here punishing people for being stupid. If that's the case, we wouldn't have a president, and this country would probably wouldn't even be that damn still alive. Because we got a lot of stupid people here, so we can't be out here like that, man. Get that woman her money back.
Wow.
I agree. You cannot be out here wide open like this.
Never, that's a lot of money.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in and getting in on this topic. We really appreciate you. And is there any shout out you want to do while we got you on the air?
Shout out to the people doing small time scams, man. Make your scams a little smaller, you get away with it. People won't be as mad.
Okay.
Don't deal for big break.
Okay.
Okay. Trill.
That's what's up. All right now. Okay, you guys, Sergeant Rock, I think you got off the line a while ago before you got to give your comment on it. So what do you think?
All right, man. Now, just like Snipe said, man, there's too many desperate people in the world. You know what I'm saying? And there's too many people in the world, like Heyru said, that don't want to be by themselves. And they're willing to go through the ups and downs and changes and turns around, but I think for 85 bands, you know what I'm saying? Shit, give me 85 bands. You know what I'm saying? Give me $85,000. You know what I'm saying? And I won't switch up on you. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you know, there's got to be a way that we can stop the scamming. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's a life scam. You know what I'm saying? It's a life scam. This ain't no regular scam. This is a life scam. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he, you know, took that woman's life away.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
No, he gave her life away. He didn't take nothing. She gave it away.
If she gave her life away, then she gave her life away. And, you know, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But stupid is as stupid does. You know what I'm saying? She was stupid. You know what I'm saying? She was just plumb. She was just plumb D damn stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't got no pity on nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're going to be stupid enough to, you know, give away 85 bands, shit, what else you going to give away? Shit, look, we need money over here. You know what I'm saying? We need money. So donate some of that money this way, you know what I'm saying,
okay,
to the DJ Sergeant Rock Help Me Fund, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we can get a roller like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think the woman should get her money back, you know what I'm saying? I think she got scammed out of it, and she went along with the scam, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get what you get. Trill.
Right on. I agree. Like, that was a total mistake she made. And, like, we learn from our mistakes. And you made one of the biggest mistakes of your life. Like,
right.
I hope you don't have kids that you don't give money to when they call and ask you for money. I hope you ain't one of them type of people or nothing like that, because you ought to feel like the biggest fool in the world right now. And I mean that.
Yeah.
This ought to be a hurtful lesson for you, sister. You need to know. Don't go in your pocketbook really over $100 at a time. And you don't went all the way up to 80-something thousand.
Man. Boy, I tell you what, $85,000, shit, the veterans of foreign war could use $85,000. You know what I'm saying?
What you talking about?
These telemarketers, you know what I'm saying? They be giving money, but shit, one motherfucker hit $85,000, shit, he owned. You know what I'm saying?
I
think I hit the lottery, goddamn. Right. Right. Shit. 85 bands? 85,000. God
Damn.
And all I had to do was say, that's up? A lot of money. We gonna get married?
Right.
You gonna get married?
We gonna get married. We gonna get the house.
Oh,
and
shit.
Dance and all of it. All right, you guys, we're going to pause right here. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and get into some more topics. So, you guys, don't go nowhere. Hang on tight.
True.
What's the difference between Fort Knox and Fort Locks? They're both secure, but at Fort Locks, you have the key and can come and go as you please. Now that is convenient. If you need to declutter your moving house or decorating, put the stuff you don't use where you can get to it anytime, in clean, dry, and secure storage at Fort Locks. For 24/7 drive-up access and the first 4 weeks of storage free, follow Bertie the Blimp to Fort Locks in Banbury or visit us at storagebanbury.com. Fort Locks Self-Storage, making space for you.
Biggie bag, huh?
It's new from Wendy's. It's everything you ever wanted for just $5.
Everything I ever wanted?
Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a quarter pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm going to need all that back.
Really?
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Been around the world, seen a lot of places. Been around your girl, believe I read faces. And yes, I can tell exactly what you need. Give you what you want, yeah, that's how I'm free. I can admit, this is pretty crazy to believe. I'm actually pretty vocal, what I like is what I see. You giving me them eyes like you wanna take it there. Won't be satisfied till your legs up in the air, so fuck it. Yeah, I'm with it, please don't act timid. I ain't got nothing but time when I'm up in it. We practice safe sex, you know I got the latex. The step in the head, you gon' feel every inch. I'm so nasty, nah. I'm just an adult. Stop with that kid shit. You can front if you want. Yeah. Scared money don't make no money. I'ma be trying to get to the honey. What's up? What's up?
Not trying to play no games. I want to give you this one thing. What's up?
Up in my DM saying what you can do. Now we in the physical, time to show and prove. So show me how you want it. Matter of fact, don't say. Just lay back and take a shot at this dude. Say, open the legs up, eat that peach. I'm chasing these waterfalls. Yeah, talk ain't cheap. Missionary feet, cramps to the head ball. Balls in my court, you damn right in my score. Doggy style with the slow stroke. Or let you ride till you can't no more. Maybe hit it from the side, you say you like to be choked. I'm down for all positions, and he was my vote. We can set the camera up if you like. I'm a big nigga, teddy bear at night. Get some handcuffs, latch it to the bed. Call it work, tell your boss that you overslept.
Not trying to play no games. I want to give you this one thing. What's up? Baby, give me what's up, baby, what's up.
what's good? Yes, boy.
Contradiction.
We meet again, good friend. You see the stars come down to meet you. You look like the last time. Let a new day come and greet you. Stuck in your ways, stuck in your mind. Stuck all the time in there, out of that room, especially mine. Used to be fine, I swear I was confused. Used to be blind. That was a moment in time when I thought of you. Now I'm on mine. So say hey to everybody. Yo. Tell them I love them, it's good, the side of the globe. Is everything like it should, man? I don't know. But for everyone that thinks they should go, if you say that it's over, if you say that it's over, I won't know.
Like the Jackson 5, youngin'. Main thing, gotta stay consistent. You being distracted got me feeling different. Like a counselor trying to make solutions. Be accountable and never stir up confusion. Let's call the truth, make some peace. Start practicing what we preach. Apply pressure, some niggas squeal. and keep saying that they keep it real. Stay safe and stay dangerous. Spent a quality million on my neck areas. I wouldn't live like this if I ain't take the risk. Don't test my intelligence. Hell on earth, but I'm heaven sent. New car, new money, that's my favorite sin. Your thing don't eat because you're negligent. Yeah, I never go broke again. The whole team rich, that's my squad goals. I'm always in my zone, I'm in grind mode. Getting to this money with my eyes closed. If you don't believe me, nigga, get the blindfold. Third eye open, see through your intentions. Leveled up my rank, I changed my position. 3 trips to the bank on my daily schedule. Monthly payments for my baby's healthcare. Changed my situation, changed my vibration. Tuned up my chakras, heavy meditation. Prayer plus practice, that's my preparation. See me in live action, then you witness greatness. Stay safe and stay dangerous. Spent a quality million on my neck areas. I wouldn't live like this if I ain't take the risk. Don't test my intelligence. Hell on earth, but I'm heaven sent. New car, new money, that's my favorite scent. Your thing don't eat because you're negligent. I never go broke again.
Not move into a relationship, but like you really decide, mm-hmm. like I want to try to start building with this person towards a relationship, because I think we all got our Walmart greeters, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, welcome to Walmart. Motherfucker ain't gonna just bust out and be like, hey man, look, I got 12 baby mamas and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I ain't gonna have no money, I ain't gonna never be able to take you out to dinner and shit, but I can cook, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, woman ain't gonna tell you that, like, look, we can go out on a date, but we can't go on this side of town because all the niggas know me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit.
Right.
It's like, man, I think when you're ready to start building on a relationship, when you decide from the chit-chat, you know what I'm saying, y'all start having a conversation. You know, you always do them little topics, to figure out, you know, what y'all common interests are. And then once you feel like, man, if somebody is worth building, you know, you drop a little something out there, man, see what the ripple effect is. And if it's like it's worth it, then, you know, you don't just dump the bag on a nigga, though. Like, don't you?
When you decide this potential was something real,
because see, people is like skipping the bag now. We got the situationships going on. Dude drop by a chick house and smoke and chill, go home, come back the next day, smoke and chill. 2 days later, he lived there. And then the bag really came out. These situationships have happened on a regular basis. And the bag ain't never come out. I mean, if you really just, that's what I'm saying. It's like if you meet a dude, I mean, you know if a nigga ain't shit, like don't ignore the fuck nigga sign.
Yeah.
To show you some bullshit, you know what I mean? Don't look for constant, look for consistent. Like, you know, if a dude hit you up consistently like this right here, if it ain't numbered every couple of days, y'all chit-chatting and shit, you know what I mean? You don't need that all day, every day shit.
Right.
But that's how you get lost in the dream. You get caught up in that instant relationship bullshit. We talking all day, every day, all the time. You hit me, I'm hitting you, man. Texting while we shitting and all that, you know. Oh, that's bae, you know, and all that old crap. No, I mean, when you talk to a dude and you're like, man, this is somebody I could see, you know, he got potential to build something with. Then you start, you know, reaching into your bag, pulling out some items.
But see, this is the thing. Listen, this is what you need to understand. What I'm asking you is because the bag is not sentimental to my relationship, like with a person. Like, I don't care about marrying a nigga or nothing. But I know when I bring out the bag, it's going to cause some problems one way or the other when I bring out the bag. And sometimes you just want it right then, that moment, that period, and nothing else. Like, no relationship.
I'm
going to
then
talking
then
on
the
phone
need
all
the bag.
Day, this and that. Yeah, but
you
need the bag. It ain't about him.
Wow. You need to dump the bag on him? Like, man, I mean, shit. I'ma keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is a new trend, and I'ma tell y'all brothers, you know what I'm saying? Because it's mostly females doing it. There's some niggas doing it too, but this is more of a warning for the brother. If you talk to a female, man, and y'all third little message, she telling you about her problems, go that way. That's just the tip of the water pot starting to boil.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know what you mean by the bag, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to tell him about your problems. You want to tell him about your life. I mean, as it is, man, you post a lot of pictures. A lot of niggas can't handle that shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas can't handle that. A lot of niggas don't like the compliments or the comments or all the stuff. So it's like the bag is already halfway out there. And niggas is like, can't take that.
Right.
You know, so I don't know, man. I mean, I ain't busting my wallet
you
off.
You the doctor, so I changed. You know, fix me. You the doctor. That was my thing. And so we had some good topics tonight, and I'm not going to hold you guys over hour tonight at the holidays. I know people are ready to turn up and everything like that. So I'm going to have everybody give out the information they want to give it out. So if anybody by the show of hands or yelling out or something they want to say where they at and where they can be found.
I'm about to post the show information, man, and ask the question thing over there on Twitter. So y'all can find me on Twitter at HERUKHETIREBORN. That's Heru Kuti Reborn, man, on Twitter. That's where you can find me at. I don't got nothing else.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On Insta, on Facebook, on, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Trill.
All right, y'all can find me at Tweety Bird, BYRG334, and that's on everything. And I want everybody that's drinking tonight, get you a designated driver. Get on the phone right now and find somebody to come get you or call you a cab. Do not get on this road with your drunk ass knowing damn well you can't see.
You know what I'm saying? Trill.
Don't do it.
Hey, you can hit me. You can hit me up at 1-800 Naked Uber Man, ladies only.
Get
your drunk
ass. Oh, shit, man.
Stop it.
I swear to God. Okay, we're going to get out of here on some of this Hero Beat It Up. You can find him at heroismusic.com. Check him out over there on the website. And we out of here.
I beat it up. She say my muscle kinda tense. Got my eyes on her thighs, left a print. I'm feeling some type of way. She really making my day. Had a dream about your boy and got pinched. Wake up. She not a dog, but she looking for a bone. Shake it to the beat, blowing like a mellophone. Flip the switch, I'ma turn you on. So come and nibble on my sugar daddy alone. Yeah, my pillow still got your face print. Cause I was going deeper than the basement. She wanna pop me, I got that Molly Wood. She say a real husband in Hollywood. When I engage, you thinking proposal. Straight action, no talk, disposal. She ride hard like a soldier. At it all night, keep her up like soldiers. Hey, she moves swift like Taylor. I got a truck, I'ma hitch that trailer. I put my hand on her hip, feel them. I planted flags, took land, pilgrim.
She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Red dad.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Jump in your trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Beat it.
You hear me?
She goody fresh, straight out of the ziplock. We did it on the track, call it love and hip hop. I bent over like a quarter past four. Booty buff like a pig afro. Keep your eyes open, she could be poison. I'm on my way to heaven, she was drop dead gorgeous. I'm too far at the point of no return. Straight sticking, still sweating out of perm. I'm cool whipping, she asking for my toppings. Play the right strings, keep my guitar rocking. Hey, I love it when I bring hang low. This D got a high, she in airplane mode. Drop it to the flow, make that ass turn over. Slice of that pie, call it apple turnover. Look here, I'm the Macamile runner. I leave you stunned like the crocodile hunter. Yeah.
She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Red dad.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Jump in your trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up.
Yeah.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Oh.
I'ma beat it up.
Beat it.
You hear me?
Beat
I'ma
it.
Beat it up.
Baby, let's go. You can smell what I'm cooking, aroma. Baby girl still sleeping, coma. It's much longer, she had to make adjustments. I'ma put it in her mouth like a breath mint. Break her down like a decomposed body. Keep a smile, she's the new style hottie. Read about her, Associated Press. We sat down and negotiated sex. Hey, see her legs spread like a virus. Twerk hard, good girl, Miley Cyrus. Huh. She getting wild like a juvenile. I'ma beat it MJ, smooth criminal. Look in, see what's under my covers. I'ma save that girl like a Mario brother. Scars on her knees, she fell for me twice. It's the knockout king, this is all for tonight. Yeah.
She put a half in the rubber band. We can make toast, I'm the butter man.
Spread that.
Never met a girl that can do what you do.
Yeah.
Jump in the trunk from the motherland. I'ma beat it up.
Yeah.
I beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. You hear me? I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. Baby, let's go. Go.
Spread that.
Spread that.
Spread that.
Go.
And we out this 12 months. We'll see y'all next Monday. Straight like that.